There is a place in the remote northwoods of Minnesota, North America. It's located near the town of Orr, population approximately 300. Outside this town is an area where normal rules are put to one side. It's a place where humans and wildlife meet. It's a special place, wholly unique and not without its controversies. This is the Vince Schuette Wildlife Sanctuary, run by the American Bear Association, ABA for short. The ABA is dedicated to promoting a better understanding of black bears and all wildlife through education, observation, and experience. I'm your host, Philip Stubley, and welcome to the Bear Den. Hello, everyone. It's been a minute, so I just wanted to drop a little update to let you know what's coming next. Firstly, I want to thank you all for listening and engaging with the podcast. I've seen all of your lovely comments across various platforms, and I'm very grateful for them. It's really been a labor of love, so I'm really glad, you know, it seems like you're enjoying it. Prepping and recording of Series 2 of the Bear Den podcast is happening right now. I'm very excited to share some of our plans. As well as catching up with what's been going on at the sanctuary over the 2025 season, we'll be featuring guests from the local vicinity and beyond. And we'll cover a variety of topics. For instance, we'll be having another photography-based episode. And I know I've teased you about it already. I am going to share stories of my time in Indonesia working with sun bears. And over the last few months, I've been sitting down with some of the amazing people that I've met out there, and we've recorded some fascinating conversations. These are all people who are making a real difference. There's still a lot to be done, and I've got a few irons in the fire. Eventually, I think it would be nice to spotlight each bear species in some way. But, you know, we'll get there. Please let me know what sort of stuff you'd like to know about as well. So watch this space for updates, and keep an eye on your podcast apps as Series 2 of The Bear Den will be dropping in early 2026. In the meantime, just so you're getting your money's worth, and I'm fulfilling my self-imposed educational remit, listeners will probably have worked out by now I like a bit of history and weird and wonderful stories, especially if they feature bears. Now, the bears and people that come to the Vince Schuette Wildlife Sanctuary all have their own diverse stories, relationships, and understandings. A prime example is that of Vince and his favourite bear, his companion Duffy, who gained nationwide fame and whose remains lie next to Vince's ashes, so they can remain together. Other bears throughout history have had similarly interesting, some would say unorthodox, relationships with people and have provided joy and inspiration. Short disclaimer, as if it needs saying, I'm not condoning people keeping wild animals and do not encourage it. Please enjoy nature responsibly and ethically. Over the 2024 Christmas period, I came across a short animated film called A Bear Called Wojtek. That's spelt W-O-J-T-E-K. The film has won numerous awards and, at the time of recording, has been shortlisted for an Oscar. It's based on a true story about Wojtek, who is known as the War Bear. The film takes some artistic liberties, but the broad brushstrokes of the story are true and it is a heartwarming tale of friendship and identity. The animation is lovely, slightly abstract and whimsical, and I do want to recommend it to anyone interested. I actually covered the story of Wojtek myself some years back in an article for the ABA members' publication Bear in Mind. The article was about the versatility and connection that humans and bears share, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to share that here. In the article, I not only talked about Wojtek, but also about another bear, Winnipeg. This was the North American black bear that inspired the character Winnie the Pooh. What remains a constant throughout these stories is the display of the bear's courage and gentle nature, even when abandoned or locked away. They remain loyal and forgiving. Now sit back and relax, and let me tell you a tale. Two, in fact. Now, clearly it was easier to acquire bears years ago, as our first story takes us back to another time, 1942, in Palestine. This is right in the midst of World War II. To provide a little context, once the Nazis invaded Russia in 1941, the Soviets released their Polish prisoners of war from Siberia, and the best way to get out was across the Caspian Sea to what is now known as Iran. A new Polish army was formed under British command, and whilst mobilising, a team of Polish soldiers came across a small shepherd boy who traded them an orphaned brown bear cub in a sack. Immediately, the bear was adopted into what would become the 22nd Artillery Supply Company of the Polish 2nd Corps, and he was christened Wojtek. He became their mascot, and this wasn't as out of the ordinary as one may expect, as he was one of several regimental mascots alongside Casher the Monkey and Kirkuk the Dog. When he was small, Wojtek would ride in the cab of transport vehicles, but as he grew bigger, as bears inevitably do, he would ride in the back with the supplies or on top of one of the recovery trucks, where he would amuse himself by playing on the crane. He was fed condensed milk from a bottle, and these soldiers became parents to him. Wojtek ate anything that was fed to him, developing a taste for beer, wine, and even the occasional cigarette. This bear knew how to join in and be one of the guys, happily bathing and wrestling with some of the more confident soldiers. He grew to be a very strong bear, but was brought up not to be a danger to humans. He was mostly quiet and peaceful, and kept the soldiers' morale up during some tough times. Wojtek also wasn't shy about chipping in when necessary. One night in Palestine, he captured a thief who had broken into the ammunition compound where Wojtek slept. The thief found more than he bargained for when he came across this bear, and in the resulting furor, he was arrested and Wojtek was rewarded with a bottle of beer. By 1943, the Polish army was entering the Italian war zone, and Wojtek's presence became an issue. Animals were not allowed to accompany the army during the fighting, but the regiment were not ready to abandon Wojtek. To get around this, the bear was given his own paybook, rank, and serial number, officially becoming enlisted and able to accompany his quote-unquote family, and accompany them to the fighting he did. During the Battle of Monte Cassino, some soldiers may have been a little bemused at the sight of a 6-foot bear carrying shells and moving crates towards the cannons, seeming completely unfazed by the firefight surrounding him. Wojtek was always curious and keen to copy what soldiers were doing, and displayed a courageous spirit that touched all who witnessed it. After the battle, the company's official emblem became a picture of Wojtek holding a shell. After the war, in 1945, Wojtek and his unit disbanded. Wojtek ended up at Edinburgh Zoo, where, like Winnipeg, he became a popular attraction, enchanting all who saw him. He remained a proud symbol for Polish soldiers, and his eventual passing in 1963 was met with great sadness. There is a statue immortalising Wojtek and the Polish soldiers who fought in the war in Edinburgh's Prince's Street Garden, which isn't too far from Edinburgh Waverley train station if you ever fancy a visit. The statue of Wojtek and a Polish army soldier walking in peace and unity was commissioned by the Wojtek Memorial Trust. It represents a lot of things. Not only Wojtek's journey from Egypt to Scotland alongside the Polish army, but also it celebrates the ties between Scotland and Poland. It's also a testament to the many men, women and children who were displaced as a consequence of the war and its aftermath. And finally, it shows just how much Wojtek meant to a lot of people. With movies like Goodbye, Christopher Robin telling the story behind the writing of Winnie the Pooh, it is interesting to reflect on the original inspiration for the book, a female black bear named Winnipeg. In August 1914, young Canadian man Lieutenant Harry Colburn volunteered to join the Canadian Cavalry Regiment. Whilst en route, he purchased a young orphan bear cub for just $20 from a train station. He named it Winnipeg, or Winnie for short, after his home city in Manitoba. The cub accompanied him to London, where he left her at London Zoo while he went off to fight. It was meant to be temporary, or at least that was the plan. Once the war was over, Colburn decided to leave Winnipeg at the zoo after he saw how well-loved she was. Her playfulness and tender behaviour won the hearts of all who saw her. Winnipeg had made herself a new home. Many visitors came to see her, but she had a profound impact on one in particular, Christopher Robin, who renamed his stuffed bear specifically after her. His father, author A.A. Milne, took his inspiration from his son's stuffed animals, including Christopher Robin's stuffed bear, Winnie. And these would turn into a series of beloved children's books, Winnie the Pooh. Winnipeg lived for over 20 years and her uniqueness was constantly talked about, with one London zookeeper stating that she was, I quote, the only bear they ever trusted entirely. Winnipeg was a popular attraction due to her calm temperament and provided inspiration for a set of beloved children's books. During the time of war, Wojtek provided comfort to the men who were away from home and were missing their families. Both bears provided something unique and special to those lives they touched. At the Vince Schuette Wildlife Sanctuary, bears such as the aforementioned Duffy and the three-legged bear Schwinn continue this tradition and help to educate thousands of people every year. These bears provide examples of courage, inspiration, and acceptance that we can all relate to. They are also great ambassadors for their species. Our collective spirit would be all the poorer without them. Thank you. The Bear Den, the American Bear Association podcast, was written and presented by me, Philip Stubley. The music was composed by React Music and Night Drift. Thank you to everyone who has helped make this podcast possible, including Karen Hausman, Bill Lee, Clary Lee, Stephanie Horner, Donna Brazinka, Ross Coyer, and Angie Page. You can find out more about the American Bear Association at www.americanbear.org. You can find Vince Shooty Wildlife Sanctuary on Facebook and Instagram. You can ask questions and submit comments about the podcast to peacewatch@americanbear.org. The ABA is a special circumstance. We do not condone feeding wild animals. If you enjoy this podcast, help support the ABA either by donating, becoming an ABA member, symbolically adopting a bear, or come visit the sanctuary during the season and say hello.